We have our very first boys state champion with Ben Zarlingo in the discus. That was exciting. That started us off that first day. And then Isabel Eath came in, and she scored four individual state titles. And that she was the only girl in the whole meet that was able to do that.
And she had two titles under her belt from last year. Were you expecting her to go for all four or be close to all four this year?
Yeah, on paper, she was the leader in all four of her events, which were the long jump, the triple jump, the 100 hurdles, and the 300 hurdles. And it was very, very close in the long jump. She had the one girl by about an inch, but she performed again just better than she had been for each previous meet, and had an incredible performance up in state. Her long jump was over a foot farther than anybody's in the 1-2-3A, and then also in the triple jump. She jumped another school record of 36 feet 1 inch, which was the furthest jump in the whole state, even including 4A, and over 2 feet farther than anybody in 1-2-3A. Yeah.
And how about Ben? Was he seated first going into the state meet?
Yes, he was. Okay. He was seated first, and that's where we expected him, and it's always really nice when kids do as they're expected, you know, when it's on paper. A lot of times that does not happen.
It's amazing that that's the first boys state title holder in all these years, because I'm thinking back to some great athletes who've been through the program. But also thinking the split, the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A split, that's rather a recent development, right?
Right. That's been within the last 4 or 5 years. And we've had a lot of kids that over the past that, you know, were the top 1-2-3A competitor at state. Only 4A kids had beat him. So, you know, if you went back and you were able to separate all of those divisions, we would have had a few more state champions. But he is the first boy state champion we've had for the 1-2-3A division in the meet.
What other moments were exciting from the meet this weekend?
Well, we had a lot of great performances. Everybody stepped up. The number of second places, we've never had that many second places either. We had three individual seconds. You know, River ran a phenomenal 800 and dropped another couple seconds off of his PR, which is another school record. And Ben came in. He wasn't placed second in the 110 hurdles, but he had a phenomenal race in the 110s and overcame a kid right at the finish line to end up second. And then, of course, our boys 4x4 team, they ran outstanding, and they each dropped almost a second off their times, or a half a second. They were a full 2 seconds faster than they were at the regional meet. So that was really exciting. And then Evan had some great throws in the shot, and we had PRs with Casey and Ethan. So, you know, I could not be happier as a coach to see these kids go up to a big meet and do as well as they did.
Other thoughts on this past weekend's meet and the wrap of the season for you?
Well, it's just it's been kind of a surreal year this year. We didn't have as many kids in the program as I would have liked, but those kids that came out to the program, came into the program early. We started some conditioning things in January, just some fitness stuff, and I think that really paid off. And it's just, you know, you come into a program and you look at it and you think, well, we got a shot at some of these things, and to see it develop over the course of the year has been huge for us, and to watch these performances, it's been great. You know, it's been a real honor to me to be the coach and be a part of these kids' lives.